Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Analyzer. Joining us today is Nick Carter, the chairman of Trecora Resources. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is TREC. Thanks for joining us today there, Nick.
Yeah, glad to have the opportunity here. Thank you.
Yeah, anytime. So for some of our listeners that didn't catch our last interview, can you give us a history and overview of the company?
Yeah, briefly, it's kind of an interesting history. You know, we have a mining investment in Saudi Arabia, which is now the secondary focus of the company, but it actually was the legacy business, which started in 1967. In 1987, the company, which was then named Arabian Shield Development Company, purchased a small petrochemical company in Silsbee, Texas. And in the ensuing years, the petrochemical company has become the big dog in the organization and started paying the bills shortly after the acquisition. And by 2004, the earnings were such it became apparent we should do something to maximize the share price. And by that time, about 24 million shares had been sold via private placement, mostly during the late 60s through the 80s, to raise money for the mining development. And the petrochemical branch over time continued to slowly expand using the internally generated funds and just taking small, steady steps. And then in 2008, to work on the share price, we moved off the pink sheets and the bulletin boards, and we joined NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ARSD. And as the company continued to develop, we moved to the New York Stock Exchange in 2012. And in 2014, we changed the name to Trecora Resources to better indicate the breadth of the operation, which at this point was more petrochemical related in addition to the mining thing. Our operation, we have six key executives, and they're all with petrochemical experience and education. Simon Uphill Brown is president and CEO. Ron Franklin is the VP of Manufacturing. Sammy Ahmad is the CFO. Connie Cook is VP of Accounting Compliance. And Mark Williamson is the VP of Marketing. We have Peter Wagenberg as the president of Trecora Chemical, which was an acquisition we made about 3 years ago. And these executives work great as a team, and they've all got one goal, that's to build the company value through. We manufacture and focus on high-quality products and best service possible in these markets that we serve. So that's kind of the overview of the background on the company.
Great. So, bring us up to speed there on some of your most recent news, including the Q3 results.
Well, the the recent earnings call, I think, was the day before yesterday. We outlined a number of newsworthy items. The third quarter was good, but it was a little bit of disappointment. We did have some financial impact from Hurricane Harvey. And also on this, we've got a $58 million advanced reformer project that's was delayed because the vendor had some problems with some of the welds. It's a very specialized piece of equipment they were building for us, and it turned out the welds weren't suitable for the service that we were putting it in, and they had to go back and they're having to remanufacture that piece of equipment. The Harvey situation cost us about $1.5 million in EBITDA, and that included about $700,000 of extra expense. And secondly, the vendor's manufacturing error delays the project, which would turn out probably $6 to $8 million in EBITDA annually, delayed it by a quarter, and it should have been starting up in the fourth quarter. But as it turns out, it's going to be probably towards the end of the first quarter. So those were kind of the disappointments in the earnings call and in the news developments. Just as importantly, there were a couple of positives that really shouldn't be overlooked that we need to focus on probably, and that is that the sales volumes of prime products for both year-to-date and quarter-over-quarter compared to 2016 have increased, even though our largest export customer has reduced buying by 25%. So this indicates that the remainder of our market is growing and is getting strong, and we look for good things to come in the second, third quarters of 2018, particularly. Second, third quarters are historically our strongest quarters. Secondly, the good news was that after shutting down in late 15 for repairs and reorganization, this AMAC mining investment, which we've got in Saudi Arabia, is operating continually on improving basis, and profitability is just around the corner, and it's already got positive cash flow. Additionally, in that investment project, which is primarily zinc and copper production, the prospects of gold play have added to the current line of business over there. We've got a lease area which is turning up very promising results for gold and silver, and it's based on some locations of some historic mines, so we're pretty confident that the early exploration results are correct, just because the ancients were finding gold and silver there, so we're sure that there's a lot more that they hadn't recovered. So we have some, those were the good news and the bad news, and all in all, the quarter was a little bit weaker than what we had planned on, just because of the things that were kind of outside of our control, but all in all, it wasn't too bad a quarter, so happy with it.
Yeah, and so what are some of the key trends that you're focusing on right now in the petrochemical space, and how is the company continuing to position itself to capitalize?
Well, one, the investment community is already aware of the resurgence of the U.S. petrochemical industry, you know, based on the plentiful and low-cost natural gas production. And fortunately, a considerable amount of our best products go into industries that are most profiting from this situation, which is polyethylene, polyurethane, polystyrene, those type of things. And that's what most of our customers produce, those kind of things. So over the last several years, we've invested over $100 million in capital expansions to make sure that we supply our customers the volumes they need, and also to increase our ability to increase the margins on our byproduct materials. Because when you manufacture these high-purity materials we do, there's always some leftover material that's probably doesn't carry the value, and they're neutral on a margin basis. We've added this advanced reformer, which will upgrade those things and give us some real margin on it. So we've invested the money. We're already in the lead position in this market for our products, and we are investing to ensure we stay there and benefit from the growth in the industry. Additionally, about 3 years ago, we purchased Trecor Chemical, which is produces a high grade of polyethylene wax, and it also does some very extensive custom processing for people. And that acquisition was done to help spread the revenue base kind of within related industries that we're already familiar with. So we're doing what we can to keep up with the customers' expansions and also the growth in the industry in general.
Yeah, and in terms of the gold project, what are some of the key goals and milestones there over the next 6 to 12 months on Diane?
Well, you know, we've done the basic exploration to know that there's resources there on that gold project, but what we've got to do is do the JORC compliant exploration and analysis that would actually make it a bankable feasibility study, so that when you actually invest money in production and development, that you know pretty much for sure what you're dealing with. All the indicators, the early indicators that we've got right now, are that it's a very good resource, but you got to take that step and do it correctly, and that is to formally analyze the area and do a official estimate of what the reserves are. We've got a very good write-up, very extensive write-up on our website about the exploration that's done to date and why it is that we're so comfortable that there's a significant resource there. And I'd encourage people to look at that if they're interested in the details of the, you know, the technology and all that.
Yeah, and what are some of the factors, Nick, that you feel make Trecora unique from some of the other players there in the sector? Would you say it's, you know, your broad portfolio?
Well, actually, in the some of the prime products that we manufacture, we've only got one competitor. The purity that these products are produced at make it very difficult for other players to get into the business. The type of products we produce, the high purity C5, C6s, the customers in their manufacturing process have to have these products as part of their manufacturing process. But what they want is they want a secure supply, they want consistency and quality, and they have to have very high purity quality. And so consequently, it's hard for other people to get into these industries with these products. And so we've only got one other competitor, basically almost worldwide, you'd say, and because we compete with them all over the world. We ship these things all over the world. And so as far as being unique, we've got a pretty unique position. We're focused exactly on these products and do everything we can to bring value to our customers on these things. And consequently, the customers, you know, appreciate what we do for them and count on us to perform. And so as far as the position, we're pretty unique. Now, the trick is to, you know, we expanded our capacity a couple of years ago, and the reason was because all of our customers are in these big expansion projects. And so we picked up a couple extra customers this year. For the next 2 or 3 years, we'll see the volumes continue to grow as these people that we service continue with their expansions and get them into operation, and they'll be taking more volume and more volume and more volume. So we're in a good spot right now. We're excited about the future of the business for the next few years.
Certainly. So as far as investors in the financial community, Nick, what are some of the key drivers there that you still want them to better understand about you guys?
Well, I've been with this company for a long time, and I was president of the petrochemical operation for many years, and then president of the current company for a number of years, and I can say I've never seen so many good things happening in one time in this company. The expansion of the industry we serve will be generating growth for our premium product lines, and our capacity is already increased and ready. The advanced reformer project I talked about is worst case of a few months within beginning operation, and that thing's got excellent economics. This acquisition, Trecora Chemicals, that we did 3 years ago is finally getting its running legs, and it's making some noise as it establishes its high purity wax business and the very much in demand custom processing business. And that includes some high pressure hydrogenation that we've added recently. And then this mining thing, which has been around for a long time, but it's finally, we've got the right people operating it. We've got good resources. Metal prices are high as they've been in years. And this is just as operations are finally advancing to our predicted levels. And then even this gold prospect on top of that makes that whole thing look more favorable. So we've really got exciting times in the company right now. And we're doing everything we can to kind of keep the momentum going and make sure that these things come about the way we'd planned, because it certainly is, everything's positive right now. It's just a matter of getting it done.
Great. So perhaps you can talk about your background and experience, Nick, and who some of the key management and team players are there.
Well, I started the company, the petrochemical company, in 1977, and when Arabian American purchased it in 1987, they made me president. The individual owner at that time, of course, retired, and So they made me the president of the company, and I was with it through the early growth years, from 87 until in 2012, I hired, Simon Uphill Brown to be the new CEO and take my place as far as the petrochemical side of the business. I was the, president of the parent company, which is now Trecor Resources, starting in 2009, and I retired from that job in 2015 and turned that over to Simon Uphill Brown. His background, he was in custom processing with a company called Halfman. He worked for Dow Chemical for a number of years. He was in the paint business for his early career, and he's got a really good background, knows a lot of people, knows, I think he graduated from Stanford, MBA from Stanford, maybe. Good education, good experience, and so he's at the controls of the operation currently. We're very pleased with his, performance. Ron Franklin, worked with, I think he worked with Texaco, as I recall. He's our VP of manufacturing. He's an engineer, of course. He's got, I don't know, probably 30 years of experience. Sammy Ahmad is, CFO. Sammy's only been with us about a year, but he came from, a lot of his career was with Lyondell. And then you have Connie Cook. Connie was our VP of accounting and compliance, and she's been with the company probably about 22, 23 years now, somewhere in that neighborhood. And then Mark Williams was an ex-Ashland man, and he's been with us for about 20 years or so. So we've got a good experienced executive team, and they certainly know how to get the job done, and they've been through the good times and bad times in the petrochemical industry, so they know how to handle it. So we're pretty excited about the operation of our team. And when we bought what is now Trecor Chemical, we kept the man who was president of the company when we bought it, and his name's Peter Loggenberg, and he's a PhD chemist, and he is an excellent imaginative mind and a lot of experience in the petrochemical industry and custom processing, and so he was a good addition to the team with that acquisition, so. We got a good group of people, and they're certainly very dedicated. So.
Certainly. So once again, joining us today is Nick Carter, the chairman for Trecor Resources. The company trades on the New York Stock Exchange, ticker symbol TREC, currently trading at $11.55 a share. The market cap is at about $280 million. And before we conclude here, Nick, to recap some of your key points, why do you believe investors should consider the company as a good investment opportunity today?
Well, it's just because that we've got about half a dozen really good things happening that are really going to improve the cash flow and economics of the company. There's a lot of growth coming just around the corner. It's coming from major players who are investing billions in the petrochemical industry. Well, that's who our customers are, and they need these products that we produce. And it's just around the corner. And so it's a good time to get in on the stock. It's fairly low valued right now. And so with these, all these various things that we're doing to improve the, value of the company, they're just about to come to fruition all at one time here. So I just think it's a great opportunity to get into this stock.
Well, we certainly, look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And we'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Nick, and update our investor audience on Trecor. It's always good having you on.
Sure thing, Juan. I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to tell the story.